No, you're never on your own as long as you're with Siren. 107.3 FM, he says, with a cheesy link to the four there. Online at present. Not who do you think you are, Live, because she knows who she is. And she's certainly well alive, and she's promoting British agricultural excellence across the base, across the land, from her genius idea that manifested from her Derbyshire bakery, which is growing day by day. From thumbs up from Carolyn Spellman. We've already managed to put her in touch with Angela Rippon, so she's supporting. Oh, Sarah Gayton, are you there, Sarah?
I am. This is a live outside broadcast from the University of Derby in Buxton.
There you are, you see. I feel, Nigel, as though we're kind of connecting together in a magical routine here from the University of Derby in Buxton, the University of Lincoln and so on. So, Sarah, share with us, and a quick reminder that in the studio we've got Rebecca Friis-Jansen, who's on her second Midweek Drive show. She's one of the journalists I feel could be a tremendous asset to this whole project.
Fantastic.
In terms of interviewing all sorts of things.
So and sweet.
We have, obviously, Joy Knight, keen supporter and fan, and, of course, Alison Moore, who was fascinated when I was sharing your genius ideas with her earlier today in the kind of pre-show chat. What's it all about, Sarah?
What it is, it's basically we want to use smartphone technology to link the producer of the food to the consumer at the Olympic Games, because everybody at the Olympics is going to have one of these new smartphones, well, hopefully, and they're all going to be eating. So if we can get them all barcoded up, we can get all the Olympic visitors and the athletes and all the press people, the 20,000 press people coming to the Olympics, we can get them zapping on the food, seeing where it's produced, but also see what brilliant tourist attractions we've got in the UK. So hopefully they can be inspired to come and visit Britain, you know, during the stay, but also when they go back to America, Canada, Japan, wherever they've come from, they could bookmark that and show people. This is, can you believe it? The first time in history they could actually go to an event and see where the food has been produced, what they've eaten, and see where it's produced from.
Fantastic. Oh, we've been keen
Did
support.
That make sense?
Alison, did that make sense?
It made a lot of sense to me. I just think it's an absolutely blow-away idea. I just, you know, what a simple idea, but really, really effective.
Well, it's the first time in history this could really happen, because the new smartphone technologies out there, it's come to Britain, and you know what? They want to put the best of British on at the Olympic Games. They've gone out saying everything's got to be red tractor standard. They want to put the best of British on. They want to use fair traded. And we can use this new technology to show the world how brilliant our agriculture actually is.
I can't see a downside myself.
It's a win-win situation, except there was one teeny thing which Sarah raised with me earlier today, and I'll bring in Nigel on this particular point, and it was Sarah saying, sometimes in the world of academia, because obviously you're offering this to a number of institutions, and clearly, you know, we like to feel Lincoln's is well up on that side of things.
Totally linked in, Lincoln.
There's a certain competitiveness amongst academics. What say you, Nigel, about who's going for this particular
area?
Well,
I'd say this is an idea that I could certainly steal a couple of years down the line.
Steal it, babe.
I'm very, very interested. It has potential. I just want to know where you put the barcode on a fried egg.
Hey, you know what? That's a challenge. Why don't you ask your students?
Okay. See, bounce back.
This is what you could have is on that, when you're waiting for your breakfast, you could just have a barcode in front of you on the actual, on the display board. You could have a ticket with it on. We've got to be inventive. I've just sat with four or five students at this, like an open careers evening, and said, well, where do you put your barcode? I said, come on, guys, you're the youngsters here. You use this technology. You tell me where you're going to put it. That will come out as time. I've got one stuck on the back of my biscuits now, so if you zap that, I pop up on your phone and go, whoop! They're here making the 80 biscuits. Hopefully they'll drop them and have to buy another packet. But I've still got to make that better. I've got to improve it. But, you know, with any invention and innovative ideas, you get loads of them all together, then you just funnel them out to see what would be the best thing. Do you know what I mean? But don't worry about stealing the idea. We're openly offering this to everybody in the UK. We've been asked to go down to Devon and Exeter to do, like, a little road show down there. Because again, they've got they've got all the boating Olympian people going down that area. Every part of this UK and the rural areas needs this sort of support and promotion. No. And I don't think we're in competitiveness amongst ourselves. We've got to learn to open up. We've got to learn to share. And academia, we've got to do it, because we've got to inspire the youngsters to know where the food comes from and support the farmers. And they're all like phone mad, aren't they? They've got to teach us how to use the phones.
And with that crucial point, I have to say that we're already hopefully building a package with Barney Chowdhury and John Cafferkey, Sarah Barra, of course, are interested. So hopefully we're building that within this very faculty, Nigel, to hopefully lead that forward. It's kind of like emerging from a midweek drive, Joy. Okay, so exactly. Rebecca, relatively new to the midweek drive scenario. I've already said you could be ideal for this scenario, etc. Would you like to explain, Sarah, to Rebecca what she needs to do? What kind of key things can she look forward to when you come along with your OT biscuits to the University of Lincoln in a few weeks' time?
Are you talking to me? Sorry, yeah. Somebody just distracted me in the car park.
That always happens in Derby. Don't worry about it. All right, it's,
no, hold on, no, I've got the clock's going.
I don't even want to know what's happening on that particular car park in Derby University. Just step away.
Security man, I think I'm causing that much noise. You're just wondering what was going on.
That's great. These are security all the way through. I'm sure if we had somebody who was doing a phone link in the middle of a Lincoln car park, you'd have security coming along and saying, what's going on? You know?
What I need is I want key people in the room, the academia, the lecturers. I want committed students who are interested in journalism, food production. I want you to go and ask the young farmers of Lincoln to come to that meeting as well, or some key influential farmers. I've got a man that's mad on pea production in Lincoln. I'm sure I can get him along.
Been seeking for a man who's mad on pea production in Lincoln. A crucial part of my research which hasn't been fulfilled, but I can see it coming.
And we also need the Women in Food and Farming Union representatives there as well. And maybe we do two or three different lectures through the day and we talk to different groups of people and motivate them and see how they can help and then see what comes out at the end. You know what I mean?
So you're really talking about almost a kind of mini conference, but with a view, hopefully, to looking at the Newark and Notts show, looking to the Lincolnshire show, actually getting out of it. Rebecca is from Nottingham, so I don't know where...
I am.
Exactly.
So. Hey, girly! Brilliant.
It's obviously an interesting sort of language scenario here.
Yeah.
Is on top of questions for Sarah, Rebecca. Any thoughts from yourself? I mean, this is a good idea. Do you think we're going to go for this?
Why do you live in Derby and not Nottingham? You're on the bad side. You need to move.
Well, I used to live in Leicester and I used to come to Nottingham a lot when my previous work.
I don't know what's worse, Derby or Leicester.
Please, remember, it's collaboration. I mean, having those, we could have East Midlands Civil War breaking out here.
Stopped.
Joy, questions for yourself. Any thoughts?
Well, Sarah, I'm still hoping to get hold of one of your biscuits soon. You've been promising to send them in, and I still haven't had one of your bickies.
I haven't sent her an address. Okay, so
it's your fault. I bet you've sent them in, Sarah, and Alex is snapping them all. I bet that's what's happened in reality.
I'm actually down at Lincoln this weekend at Newark. Mm. So if anybody can get themselves close to Newark Showground, I'm actually at the International Gun Fair. I'm selling my produce. So they're all made. So if you can link up with me and we can link, I can give you masses of them. Just email me your numbers and then we'll phone up and we can link somewhere.
Exactly. And I would be there myself if I wasn't actually covering the Who Do You Think You Are live event, but as we haven't managed to connect with that...
So you're not going to be able to go and get me my bickies, Alex?
Not at this moment.
It's outrageous.
Sorry. I know, it's a tough call.
Devastated.
Nigel, any thoughts, observations or anything you'd like to say?
I was just wondering if you could use the smartphones as a way of getting people talking to each other without them actually having to congregate in the same place for a symposium or conference or whatever it was you called it.
You could have one of these... You can make yourself one of these barcodes and you can video yourself saying, please come to this and see if people zap on it.
Right.
It is still emerging in Britain, but we've had a stroke of genius luck in the university here because what I see this happening as well, and you've got to think outside the bit of the box here, is in the Midlands, I think we've got the Americans and the Japanese and the Jamaicans and the Haitian, hopefully the Haitian team coming. And I've just found myself a Japanese translator.
Right.
So with some of these videos, we're going to get linked up, translated, and we've got to think culturally sensitively how we can do it. But if you can imagine, they're mad on these barcodes in Japan. If we had some of these very cleverly placed over there leading up to the games, all of a sudden you'll have people that would never even heard of Derby or Nottingham and this Civil War that's appearing. They've never even heard of those places. All of a sudden we can put them on the map, regardless of the Olympics or the Olympics, but this is such a good lead up to it. we've got to think out of the box here. Do you know what I mean?
Smart move.
I think it's going to be an interesting line. It's that social networking in action, and it's a wonderful thing. We will follow that through. We'll put a hyperlink onto the YouTube videos that already have been produced that are available on YouTube to access that on the website as well. Joy, last two questions for Sarah Gayton, please.
Sarah, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
I've loved it. I feel really sorry. There's a lovely Chinese lady just come sit down on my table, and the phone rang. I said, I'm really sorry, I'm live on air. So it's absolutely, I love it.
Did you send it back and did you? Good. Will you join us again in the near future?
Hey, I'm coming live. I think it's the 17th of March. Right. Coming on tour, so there'll be definitely biscuits then.
Brilliant.
And we're going to set the whole day aside. I'm trying to get the university to come as well. They've just got to check on their date. So, we'll be live in Lincoln on the 17th, I think. So, let's see what we can get there. Let's see what we can go out. And even in the afternoon, we could go out and do some filming of farmers and just get the concept going down there.
And it's fantastic because, I mean, we've got so much stuff here, so much, you know, veg and the lot, you know.
Well, this
prime time area.
But this is it, you see, there's this pea man there, he's banned on Twitter about his peas, he just loves his pea and the pea behind the personality, and those are the sort of people that will drive this forward down your area.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah.
The key thing is...
So, very strange looks now talking about peas in the car park.
I'm not surprised, especially in Derbyshire. You know, just maintain your dignity and grace at all times, Sarah. That's the important thing. And if all else fails, just run for your life. Happy trails for now.
Thank you.